Money FM 89.3, the best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for joining us on Primetime. You're with Bharati Jagdish and Timothy Goh. Now, businesses are expecting a slowdown in spending as surging inflation and deepening concerns of a recession take hold. The irony is that to keep up with the surging cost of living, consumers are spending more and saving less. And rising interest rates are crunching our daily expenses further.
Well, Singapore-based wealth care and savings app Hugo Save aims to make savings effortless for you, even for me, with gold, a valuable commodity that has an extremely low correlation to inflation. However, due to rising interest rates and stronger dollars, some are saying that gold has largely disappointed this year. So let's turn to Bram Jijeli, co-founder and chief product officer at Hugo Save, to find out more. Hi, Bram.
Hello there.
Bram, let's talk about gold as a start. And we did mention that because of rising interest rates and the stronger dollar, gold has been in retreat of late, hasn't it? And it has largely disappointed at a time when it's supposed to be a safe haven during economic turmoil. Where do you stand on this? How would you explain this?
I think you've got to look at the history of how inflation originally came about. And that was in 1971, which was the break of the Bretton Woods system, where the US dollar was originally pegged to gold. And that was what encouraged a very rigid fiscal system and fiscal discipline. And since the time at which the Bretton Woods system was broken, the dollar was able to be printed and inflation increased the US money supply 35 times since that time. And in the same time, gold has gone up from $35 an ounce $1,800 an ounce. So if you look at it in the very, very short term, you may see peaks and troughs, but over the long term, it definitely is the hedge against inflation, because it was the very reason of that detachment from gold that inflation and the printing of money even became possible. And the most important thing to combat the highs and the lows is something that we advocate, which is investing little, often, and as early as possible in life, so that you can average in and hit those peaks and hit those lows, but make sure that you get that continued growth curve.
Okay, Bram, so how does one invest? What did you say again? Invest little, often
and early in life.
And how can Hugo Save help in this aspect? Because for many, we don't even know how to begin in investing in gold.
Yeah, well this is exactly the point. And this is why we introduced gold as one of the first offerings of our product, because we believe as a Maslow hierarchy of needs of finance, once you have some cash, you should then take the next step up and protect that with a longer term store of value by having some in gold, maybe 10%, 15%, but that's a personal preference. Now, the common man on the street who's never dealt in gold before may see it as a preserve of the wealthy or think there are minimal limits to be able to access the gold markets. But we've really democratized that by making it possible to access physical, allocated, pure gold that's stored in LBMA vaults, so Brinks-type vaults, just by spending on your Hugo debit card. Because every spend that you make gets rounded up to the nearest dollar, and that change portion gets automatically converted into gold for you.
So, Ram, here's another question. The average man on the street would actually also think that he'll be holding on to a piece of gold, no matter what weight it is that he invested in. This is not the case, right?
You mean in terms of fulfillment, the actual physical gold?
In a drawer, in a safe.
Yeah, exactly. So you can take delivery of your gold if you go into certain outlets, but it's actually far more cost effective to leverage the sort of system that we have, whereby gold is bought in kilo bars and it's all allocated to the individuals and it's stored in the most secure places possible, which are these LBMA vaults. And of course, what that does is it gives you the ability to buy very, very small quantities of gold. So on our application, for example, you can buy gold from as low as 1 cent, and that gold is yours. It's certified. It's stored in the safest vaults in the world, and it's still pure, physical, and allocated.
I understand that you've actually looked at how different generations view investing in gold, and you found some differences. Tell us more about what the younger generation of investors, what sort of view they have on gold investments and how they're approaching this.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're surprisingly open-minded, and I think that's because the accessibility to personal finance management ecosystems and applications is becoming more prevalent. So they've got access to these sorts of products on their mobile phone. So if you look at the types of users that we have, we're really targeting the millennial generation, so between the ages of, say, mid-20s to mid-30s, and that bell curve spreads out either side. But we are seeing individuals as young as 18 getting involved in the application and buying gold. And a part of what we do is to gamify the experience to make it very personal to you. So we reward you for performing healthy financial habits and behavior by giving you a spin of our wheel, and that awards you some gold into your gold vault as a gold back. So it's nudging that user into the world of gold and showing that it's accessible to the everyman from a very young age. And as I said, we're constantly pushing the mantra that little, often, and early is the best way to get started on any wholesome and healthy, sustainable savings journey.
We're speaking to Bram Degelli, co-founder and chief product officer of Hugo Save. So, Bram, how is Hugo Save gold investment different, or how do you compare it with ETF or other platforms out there?
Yeah, so the important thing to understand is that the ETF isn't the actual physical holding. Yep. So even in terms of physical holding, you get something called allocated gold and unallocated gold. And this is often buried in the terms and conditions, so you should really look into that. Now, unallocated gold means that there isn't a guarantee that there is a physical gold one-to-one to that unallocated piece. Now, allocated gold means that there is actual physical gold in possession in the vaults according to the amount or weight of gold that is owned by you as an individual. So the core difference here is that this is physical, pure, allocated gold, and there are no other companies really doing that. There are a lot of ETFs, but that's a completely different thing.
Mm. Here's the thing. Even in these times, investors, young and old, both, are inundated by options when it comes to investments. What would your advice be, aside from gold, what should people be investing in, little, often, and early?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think the most important thing is that for most people, you're not going to be a professional investor. I'm not a professional investor. This is part of the reason I wanted to start a product like this. Now, I think something that is missing in the educational system is the power of compounding, okay? Mm. So Einstein termed this as the eighth wonder of the world. And just to give you a bit of context on how powerful compounding is, the first 10 years of your investment journey can contribute as much as 40% of your final portfolio value. So we try and get this message across and awaken the millennial at 25 to start their savings and investment journey then, as opposed to maybe 10 years later when they've spoken to an IFA and they've started to become more considered and responsible with their finances. Now, the reason that I'm saying this is it isn't about picking a specific stock. As Warren Buffett said, it's about time in the market, not timing the market and trying to be clever with the stocks. So what we've done at Hugo Save is curate a set of portfolios, and you can have a balance, a slightly more aggressive or a safer one, and all of them are relatively secure. So as long as you get started on that journey early, you don't have to worry about the individual stocks, because we've made sure that they're distributed across the five core asset classes. And we have this concept called the $7 millionaire. Now, that is mathematically the case that if you invest $7 a day for 40 years on an 8% compound return, you will become a mathematical millionaire. And if you speak to a millennial today about pensions or something like that, they look at you and they say, oh, boring.
Exactly. I mean, Bram, where were you when I was 25? We were spending our first paychecks buying whatever we can afford, luxury, what we thought were luxury goods, where we should have been investing our $7, but
to grow it.
To grow it.
So you can afford even more luxury goods.
At 25, you never think about retiring. You never think about retiring until you're almost 40.
Which actually brings me to this next point, Bram. Before they can start on a journey of investing, they need to start on a journey of financial literacy, right?
Correct.
How do you think this can be done better?
Yeah, this is very important. So Hugo Save is what we call a personal financial management ecosystem. So that comprises of the Platinum Visa debit card, the application itself, our partnership marketplace, and what we call our learning center, because we feel that financial literacy and financial inclusion is really at the heart of the problem here. Now, if you were lucky enough when you were young to sit at a table with parents that really understood this and be able to absorb this information through osmosis or general learning, maybe you got a leg up on everybody else. But I didn't have that. And I certainly wasn't taught any of these healthy financial habits at school. So we include that contextually in part of the journey with the individual. So as you start to learn about your life goals, because these are what's really important to you, it's not just about making more money, it's about the purpose behind making the money and the investment. We educate you contextually on what these terms and these concepts mean. So I 100% agree that financial literacy and financial inclusion has to be baked into products like this.
All right, something for us to think about. Bram DiGelli is co-founder and chief product officer of HugoSave. You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.